The Moral is written by James E. Walton, professor of English at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummins.
President of her college senior class, a summa cum laude graduate, Shirley Schwartz, went on to make law review in her junior year at a prestigious law school. As the top student in her college classes, Shirley came well prepared and always wrote papers that reflected a great deal of perception and maturity. But Shirley almost didn't make it. In her final semester of high school, she met her fate, the one that awaits the college-bound, the dreaded SAT, Scholastic Aptitude Test. Her score on the SAT was dismally low. Shirley was crushed. All of a sudden, her superior high school record meant little. Now, she felt, a test with the presumed infallibility of science behind it had shown her to be a moron, masquerading as an intellect. Shirley saw the result of her SAT as an indelible mark on her forehead. Her career plans were shelved. Before giving up on life completely, Shirley mustered up the courage to try a summer school course in college. If that effort proved disastrous, she told herself, no one need ever know. To Shirley's utter amazement, she excelled in the summer school course. That success helped to restore her confidence. A faculty consultant to Educational Testing Service of Princeton, New Jersey, for more than 20 years, and an educator for more than 40 years, this professor has encountered many bright students like Shirley. Some of them, however, never recover from the scourge of a low score on a standardized test. Isn't human worth, human potential, a bit too complex to be reduced to a single score on a standardized test? The chief culprit behind this paranoia, claims Harvard-trained David Owen in his book None of the Above, Behind the Myth of Scholastic Aptitude, is in fact Educational Testing Service, the world's largest testing company. Those of us who do well on standardized tests view the score, no doubt, as a kind of validation of who we are. But for others, charges Mr. Owen, test scores loom as inevitable ogres that control our lives and manipulate us by preying on our deepest anxieties. People who can't remember their shoe size never forget what they got on the SAT, claims Mr. Owen. A high school teacher we once knew used IQ in a similar way to define an absolute ceiling on talent. After evaluating students' papers, this teacher would then turn to the page in his gradebook where all the students' IQ scores were listed, and he would adjust grades accordingly. In light of verifiable evidence, it seems reasonable to use multiple measures, not standardized test scores alone, in considering who gets into college or who is awarded scholarships. Portfolios, interviews, letters of recommendation, high school grades, class rank, and alumni connections are just some of the criteria that might be more reliably employed in selecting promising candidates. When Shirley Schwartz, now a very successful attorney in the Midwest, attended a recent alumni function, she was eager to give those assembled an update. She spoke confidently of her college days, law school, and future goals. As her mind attempted to negotiate that rugged terrain between high school and her college days, she stumbled and unintentionally recalled those dreaded SAT scores. At that point, she blanched and involuntarily looked away. Despite all her success, despite all of the years, the mark was still there. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.